This is Dr. Olivero, dictated on November the 7th, 2024. The first patient is Alicia Herrera Morales. Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, Herrera, H-E-R, like in Roger, I like in Roger, E like in Echo, I like in Roger, A like in Alpha, Morales, M like in Mike, O like in Oscar, R like in Roger, A like in Alpha, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra. 61-year-old Mexican female. The patient has severe diabetic nephropathy with significant proteinuria, CKD5. The patient remains with a serum creatinine that is 4.8 BUN74. The estimated EFR is 10, serum electrolyte sodium 137, potassium 4.7, chloride 105, CO2 25. She is taking bicarbonate 1300 milligrams POBID. The patient remains asymptomatic. The albumin creatinine ratio is 1848. The patient is uninsured. And the fact that we don't have the insurance limits our action in terms of preparation for dialysis and or the referral for a kidney transplant. Number two, anemia. Hemoglobin 8.8 grams per cent. The patient is in iron supplementation. They cannot afford the administration of ESA following number proteinuria discussed above. More than 1,800 is the albumin creatinine ratio. Following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number hyperuricemia on allopurinol, we are going to order the uric acid for the next appointment. Following number, hypercholesterolemia, total cholesterol 151, HDL 32, triglycerides 187, LDL cholesterol is 91. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C came down to from 9.1 to 8.1. The body weight has remained about the same. She has lost 2 pounds since the last visit. Blood pressure is under control. Heart rate and respiratory rate with a normal range. The patient remains in fairly stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We are not going to adjust any medications. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face. We spent 15 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.